right now. It's from you and yours. It is a very Santa Big Bag edition of the Friday Morning Mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications through all the weeks, through all the texts and tweets and DMs, and Facebook comments and emails, prison letters, Christmas cards. I think something else showed up for us, maybe in the lobby. I'm not sure out there, but these are real messages from real viewers just like you. We always like to read corporate stuff on the air that we're not supposed to.
And that's the best part.
Especially after the Christmas party, which a lot of pictures were posted to the Hank FM social media, Facebook and Instagram. And I don't think I signed any sort of waiver saying that they could do that.
Well, I mean, I think teaming up with the Grinch in under any circumstances like you did, your blushing bride over there, mister, you get what you get.
Well, no, I mean, literally, there was the actual Grinch there.
Yeah, I know. He was hanging out.
Yeah, we're just not just talking about Joe in engineering. I'm kidding, Joe. Hey. But this one says, hello, everyone. Comes from our promotions department. It's that time of year. If you know anyone who you think would be a good fit for our promotions team, please refer them over to the promotions department. I guess we're hiring. I'm thinking of applying. I think I might have enough qualifications.
No, about that. I mean, look what happened. You barely have a Corolla and it's stuffed full of stuff. Can you imagine if you got a van?
Ooh, that would be so helpful. Oh, okay. I want to sign on to the team right there. And this comes from Shelby in sales. Says a client of mine will be delivering homemade Christmas cookies to us on Monday as a thank you to and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Sounds like George Strait.
After the cake today and then heavy apps, I'm not going to fit into that tux.
I know. Maybe it's Clint Black. He pops up everywhere else.
Go see Jim down there at Tuxedo Outlet. Hey, can you let out the front a little bit?
Stretchy pants.
Help me, Jim.
So what is the best part of Christmas? There was a poll on the Hank FM Facebook page. Is it the sounds, the flavors, the people, or the gifts? Well, Kelly says the flavors and the smiles on my kids' faces. Lori says Jesus and all of the above. Johnny says the depression of being broke.
Huh.
Okay, is Johnny okay? Maybe he needs to go see the Grinch. I'll feel better after all that.
Dave texted in a couple of this morning. First of all, morning kids, thanks for being here every morning, no matter how much or little sleep. Yeah, 90 minutes about right
now.
I'm so sorry.
We've
officially been on the air longer this morning than I slept last night after moving, to which Dave says, I'd like to RSVP for the moving part of it.
Oh.
Truck and trailers at the ready.
That's very nice.
Would have been really nice around 11:30 last night. We love you,
Sorry.
Dave, man. Can't wait to see you at the wedding, buddy.
This one coming in from Laura on the road. Heather, do you need advice?
Oh.
I'm guessing if that's the question, the answer would be an emphatic yes.
That's like my dad's message this morning.
It is so cryptic.
Do you know something I don't?
Or no, for crying out loud.
Watch your language, son.
Bobo very excited that his Seahawks won last night.
Oh.
And a few resentments about beverages. Says he is not an eggnog fan. I am with you on this one, Bobo.
Yeah, and that we can all agree on. Oh, boy. I don't know if I read this one last week, but he sent it again, so I must not have. Tim wants to know and says, congrats, took me 5 times to finally find the right one. How many are you up to? All right, non-disclosure. This will be marriage number 3, but I married the first one twice.
Okay.
So fool me once, shame on everybody. But I think we're good to go on this one for sure. I've officially hung up the holsters on the wall. Show's over, folks.
The holsters?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm out of the game. This is.
Oh, okay.
I'm into the new game.
I thought it was flashing back to the Thanksgiving where you guys went shooting.
No.
Okay.
But the show's over. I mean, the show's not over. We have quite a bit left to do of it. But there you go, Tim. Full disclosure.
This is a fun episode of Listener Mail.
Hey,
Boyd
90 minutes sleep, man. This is what you get.
Boyd Clifton. He's got jokes. What do gingerbread men use when they break their legs?
What is that?
Candy canes.
Hey. Boom! Appearing all week. This comes Tracy You played, oh yeah, we did. You played the Christmas Shoes song, and then I had to go into my 9:30 meeting with tears streaming down my face.
Yeah, thanks a lot, KB.
And then ask, can you please play Christmas Carol by Skip Ewing? Well, you're just asking for it now, Tracy,
what?
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, those are the heavy hitters. Those are the heavy apps of the Christmas song world.
Night, yeah.
Lift with your legs.
Dora's chiming in about yesterday's edition of Will It Float? Which emphatically sank. She says, my boyfriend said y'all should have filled the tank with milk. That way we could have had milk and cookies. And the entire thing would have changed. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know if we could get enough clearance for that.
I know. We'll have to get approval from Leslie again.
I mean, we just got the barbecue. James Poppers cleared. I don't know anymore. Again, we have a ton of ordained Hank fans, and I didn't know we were so official around here.
Mm.
Is anyone a notary, though? That would just be good to know. I mean, you know. Anybody...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm. This comes from Mayor Maddie Parker, who says, sadly, will not be in town on the 27th, but would like to give y'all a call later today.
Oh.
What's the best number to reach you at?
All right.
I think I might respond to that. Julie and Three-Way. You ever been through Three-Way?
No.
Yeah. Julie and Three-Way, Texas. I'm just going to read it. Y'all should do the hometown tour again next year.
I think we will.
Yeah.
And then come to Three-Way, Texas. And then you could say you were stopping by for a...
Oh. Yeah. There we go. Kevin.
Three.
Chiming in for the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they express like, hey, how you doing? Welcome. Hey. Happy birthday. We were celebrating over there. Yeah. He just pours it all on out and says, Red Dirt Road. He wants a song. He doesn't want any of that, not necessarily the news.
That's where we found Jesus. That's where we drank Kevin. Our first beer.
I see what you did there.
Put my first car.
Meanwhile, Harry says...
tore it all to pieces.
He's just here to win the finals Teskey's gift card.
You go for it, buddy.
9 a.m. this morning, 12 days of Christmas.
And then, finally, Jesse asks, any cold feet? Yes.
Yeah.
But that's just because the studio is usually set to like 55 degrees.
You're welcome.
That's it.